Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I've seen before. I actually was very, very attracted to this piece. I want to try to study it together. I asked the guy's help. I'll ask Menachem's help and the guy's help. I want to try to wrap my mind around it. There was something that was cool to me. If I could share it as follows. In Parshas Vayera, so it says, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloi Ne'mamre. Avram Avinu is recovering from his bris milah. It's the third day. The parasha starts that it was Yom Shlishi L'milasai. Chazal say it was the third day after the bris milah. Avram Avinu just had been circumcised, had done his mitzvah d'oraisa. Great to see you, Shims. Congrats on winning the tournament last night. So it's Yom Shlishi. It's Yom Shlishi L'milah. It's the third day of Avram Avinu's recovery from Bris Milah. And Hashem appears to Avram Avinu to be Mevaker as Achayla. Where does Hashem appear to Avram Avinu? Be'eloine Mamre. In the plains, in the fields of Mamre. Who is Mamre? Avram Avinu had a few friends. The Torah calls Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, Balei Bris Avram. They're friends of Avram Avinu. And the Torah says that Hashem came to Avram Avinu. Where was Avram? He was Beloine Mamre. He was he renting from Mamre? Was he borrowing from Mamre? Somehow it was Mamre's Rishus. He was living by Mamre. And Hashem appears to Avram, thank you, Tzvi, Beloine Mamre in Mamre's field. Why was Mamre Zeiche to this chus? Dani, why was he Zeicha that forever, when we learn Parashas Vayera, about Hashem appearing to Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu is sitting in Mamre's field, says Rashi, very like mysterious Rashi, says Rashi, Avla Beloine Mamre, Hu Shenasan Loi Eitz Ala Mila. Mamre gave Avram Avinu advice about Mila, Lefikach nigla lav b'chelkai. Very like mysterious Rashi. It's sometimes you laugh. We learn these Rashis when we're kids, and it spoke to us when we were children. And we were supposed to. We learned Chumash Rashi, but you wonder how we viewed this Rashi as youngsters. It says he gave advice about Bris Milah. Therefore, Hashem appeared to him in the chelak of Mamre. Now, Yossi, this Rashi brings a lot of questions. What advice did Avram Avinu need? What's this Nasan Loi Eitz Ala Mila that Mamre gave Avram Avinu advice about? God commanded Avram Avinu to do Bris Mila. Avram did Bris Mila. What's this Inyan Nasan Loi Eitz Ala Mila? He gave him some sort of advice about Bris Mila. And what is this reward, Shlaima, that Hashem appeared to him in the field of Mamre? Now, there's many parts. This, what does the reward mean? He gets like a shout out in the Torah. That's pretty cool. Forever and ever, Mamre is like a cool shout out in the Torah. What does it mean, the reward, that he has like a shout out? Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu in Mamre's field. What's that shout out? What's the reward? What did he do? What was the Eitz on the Mila? What's going on here? So I'd like to try to Shlaima to share what I understand. Sfas Emes, if you know how the Sfas Emes wrote, the Sfas Emes was, just to tell you a little bit who he was, a drip, the Sfas Emes was raised by his grandfather. In youth, the Sfas Emes' father passed away. And this child didn't have a father, and the one who raised him was his grandfather, the Chedushei Harim. The Chedushei Harim would learn with him and teach him and literally raise the Sfas Emes, this giant who taught Torah, that was raised by his grandfather, Chedushei Harim. The Sfas Emes style, Dubi, is he writes very brief. A lot of Rishonim, the earlier Pirushim wrote very brief, and your job is you have to figure it out. Achrayim wrote much more lengthy. They spoke out more. That's how Achrayim write. it's not a coincidence that it works this way, Dubi. Really, Torah Shebal Peh is not supposed to be written. Torah Shebal Peh is supposed to be verbal. As there was Shechas HaTorah, there was a forgetting of Torah, more and more Torah was written. The earlier Torahs just wrote a bare minimum. Of course they spoke out more, but only a bare minimum was written down. As there's more Shechas HaTorah, forgetting of Torah, more is written down. So the Achrayim typically write more lengthy, the Rishayim more brief. The Sfas Emes' style, Shleim, is very, very brief. He writes a few words to learn a piece is not so easy. You have to study what medrash is he coming off of. What is he just wrote in a very succinct, very short amount of words, does not say a lot, and you have to figure out what he's saying. So I want to try to say over Dubi, but I'm saying that it's my own understanding. I'd love Menachem's help. I'd love to work with you. This is the way I understand the Sfas Emes. And again, there's parts I don't understand. I'm going to give what I do understand. It'll be the way I understand it. Shmuel like this. Avram Avinu has a group of people that surround him that are sincere. If we're told in the Torah that Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, Abale, Bris, Avram, are friends of Avram Avinu, then they all shared a deep bond, and they were working on Inyanei Avodas Hashem. They were serving God together. And you have Avram Avinu and his friends who are, the Bali Bris Avram means they were in a pact with Avram Avinu. When it says a pact, doesn't just mean we won't have wars. It means that they worked together. They were tzazam, and they were together with Avram Avinu. And he had a group of people, whether they were a think tank together, a beis medrash, kipshutai, and they studied Das Hashem. They studied awareness of Hashem. They studied purpose of life. They developed. Avram Avinu kept the mitzvahs before he was commanded. I don't know if they kept all the mitzvahs. I'm not told that. But they were part and with Avram Avinu in the service of Hashem. And he had a group of people, of remarkable people. Avram Avinu, we say, Magen Avram, this greatest of men, had friends. We can't fathom how great these people were. They were the chevra of Avram Avinu. They shared a base medrash of Avram. Literal, incomprehensible greatness, this whole chevra. Comes Hashem, and he says, Avram Avinu, you have a mitzvah, bris milah. I imagine one of his first questions, what about my rest of my chevra? No, you. Now, bris milah is an ice on our body, is a mark on our body that Hashem wants us, and a unique, special relationship. The mark of bris milah, and to make a bris milah, they even asked the kash, Avram Avinu kept kol haTorah kula before he was commanded. He thought on his own, why didn't Avram Avinu keep bris milah before? Now, it can't be he did bris milah before, because he can't do it twice. And the answer is that there's no such thing as a bris if you're not commanded. There's no such thing. A bris is a pact between two people, between Hashem and a person. A bris. You can't make a bris not if the other person didn't join the bris with you. A bris is two people making a commitment to each other. So there's no such thing as doing a bris not commanded. Hashem says, Avram, I want you.
But you haven't really seen this all the mitzvahs. Doesn't that literally mean there's all the commandments?
That's a very good question. Very. Elio, if anybody looks at it, that he physically did all the mitzvahs the way that we had them today, I don't think they're learning pshat right. Because it says one of the mitzvahs to write a Sefer Torah. Avram Avinu did not have a Sefer Torah, I assure you, because he did not read about himself. So it means spiritually he had the mitzvah. So you're saying good that it. Yeah, you're asking good and saying good. Avram Avinu was singled out for Bris Milah. Do you understand that it just separated from all his friends? He was just appointed to be something different. Hashem loves all of humanity. Hashem, it's a Mishnah. It's not up to debate. Chavivin ha'adam shenivra b'tzelem aleikim. Every human being is precious. Every human being, this is a truth. Every human being has a chavivus, a very big specialness. One is singled out, bris milah. a special mark on your body that you have a special, unique relationship to me. And Bris Milah separated Avram from all his friends, Yossi. I don't know what advice exactly Mamre gave to Avram. But I want to say that, and this is what the Sfasema says, I don't know Avram Avinu's question. But Avram Avinu was separated from his friends in a very deep way that remains true till today. The Yid was separated. The Jew, the Yid is separated. And Mamre is the friend who encouraged Avram. And to encourage Avram, then I don't know exactly the lashon, he gave him an etzah lamila, he gave him advice. But the way I understand the Sfas Emes, I don't know what Avram Avinu's question, but he gave him an etzah on mila, means that Mamre went along and subjugated, was machnia himself. Now I want to describe what that looks like. If I can, I'm trying to like connect to what Mamre exactly did. I'll tell you a story, Shlomo, that I saw. I tell you a story that I saw, and it bothered me a lot. And I'm trying to, like, in my own experience, like, connect. The Torah is telling me, and the Sfas Emes is telling me something about Mamre. I want to Shmuel feel it in my bones. I want to relate and connect to it. I had a Rebbe I was telling Avi about in the car. I have a Rebbe who was a Goyim b'Torah. He's a beautiful, beautiful Yid. Torah, Midas. He's a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And I was zeichet to be in his shir for many years, my friends and I. He's a Yid, he's a Goyim b'Torah. And the Midas to match. Beautiful Midas. Very, very special person. I met an old friend of his, Shlomo, from his yeshiva days. And his friend to me said, oh, how? And he called him by his first name. How's my friend? I don't want to say his name. Let's say his name was, how's Baruch doing? How's Bob doing? It bothered me a lot. He knew I was a Talmud of his. And he was trying to be, he was trying, like, he didn't accept. He's a Goyim b'Torah. I get you were his classmate. I get you played baseball together. There's a certain achna, a humility, and yeah, he became a very big person. There was a certain negation of that, an unwilling, and I get the challenge, by the way.
Right.
It's very, very hard. You were close friends, you were in the dorm together, you played softball together. I mamish get the challenge, and there's a sense, it's me and him, we're still, now, there's a humility, and it's a humbling achna. I don't know a better word than achna. To be machnia, subjugating, is understanding. He became a big Talmud Chacham. I want to give another example of this. It says that there was a Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was Kohen Gadol for 80 years. It means he was one of the holiest people in Klal Yisrael. And Chazal tell us he went off the derech. And the lesson of always a person growing and never just assuming I'm just good to go, the Yetzirah fights, and a person growing and adding and serving Hashem, a person could be ma'abed. And this Yochanan Kohen Gadol went off the derech. I saw from Reb Chaim Friedlander, he says, what's the story of this? He went off the derech. He says, and this is his claim and his learning, Reb Chaim Friedlander was the Mashkiach in Panovich. And he said that what it means he went off the derech, I saw what he says, is that the Rabbanans were all made up by his friends. His friends were making gzeiros, and he didn't take Chacham's gzeiros. So he's like, Baruch, cute. I've seen this type of attitude. Somebody says in Isser Moksa, like, oh, my friend said that. They were his friends. He didn't give chashivas to the Rabbanan. He grew up with them. Now, it's true he was the Kohen Gadol, he was a big tzaddik in his own right, but he failed in this hachna. His friend had a role and a job and an appointment accepted. It stands in tremendous contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, two greats in our history. When Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed to lead Klal Yisrael, he took over from his older brother. And the Torah says one of the crazy, one of the most remarkable psukim in the Torah is Rav v'samach b'libay. God testifies Aaron was happy. This is not like an old brother saying, I'm so happy my brother became Rosh Hashiva. And inside he's burning up. God testified that Aaron, inside of him, was happy for his brother. There's a certain hachna. He was appointed. He has a position. There's a humility to that. There's an encouraging of that. There's an allowing for that. That comes from a very beautiful place of humility and achna, of person accepting and understanding their roles for different people in different places. Over the years, my Rebbe's shleishimus today. And there's the last day of our yeshiva by his kever. My Rebbe would speak by Shalashuddas. And there's another Yid who's my Rebbe's brother-in-law. My Rebbe's brother-in-law is close in age to my Rebbe. He would sit there for years, sitting by my Rebbe. He's the same age. Talmud Chacham also. My Rebbe's a big Talmud Chacham. And he would listen like Rabbi Nekritz. He would listen like a Talmud Mamish. For years, for decades, would listen with humility. He's the Rosh Hashiva. It's your friend. I saw this like mid of achna, of humbleness, of humility, of acceptance, of like, there was a tremendous, tremendous madrig of achna. So we're zeichet to hear it in Aaron to Moshe Rabbeinu. Later when Aaron HaKohen becomes the Kohen Gadol, and that's a position that goes to all the dayos, till today, they're Kehanim because Aaron was the Kohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu was happy for Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu encouraged and had joy for Aaron. And they're the example of two brothers, Machnia, humbling themselves to each other. Mamre did that hard challenge, Shlomo, of Avram Avinu, his good friend, is like completely separated from him in a very lofty way. And the tremendous humility, hachna, humbling to something greater, to somebody big. Clearly, Avram had a certain schus, and had a certain soul, and a certain ratzon Hashem. And there are two ways to go about it. You can mock it, you could push it away, you can deny it, or you could humble yourself to that. You could accept it, and mamish, like, encourage it. Big soul with a big, and you could humble yourself to something big. And Mamre passes this test. I want to like get it exact, what that looks like, what you're doing when you're Mamre, and I don't have it exact. I like these things, like to get it exact. You have to ask and look in your own life what this looks like. I've seen it. I've seen Rabbi Nekritz. I've seen it in my life. I want to get what that is, but you humble yourself. There's a neshami and there's a humility to that. There's a achna to something that's outside. I want to say bigger than you, but I don't mean because bigger per se. Do we measure neshama? It's not what I'm saying. It's a achna to something big. I don't want to measure bigger than. There's something big here. There's something important, and you could be machnia to it. You could humble to it. And there are people that can't be machnia to something outside of themselves. They're stuck in themselves. The story of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who couldn't be machnia, they were his friends, okay, but they're big souls. That's why I don't want to say bigger than him. I don't know if bigger, smaller, to a big thing outside of them. I think, Manny, that's like the key, not bigger than him. I don't even know, but I don't weigh with my Rebbe and the other, who's a bigger, it's not the point. You can be humble yourself to something outside of yourself and accept it and be machnia to it. And Mamre is the one gave Eitzah. Now it says he gave advice, so I don't have it exact, but I'm saying what I understand of the Sfas Emes. He encouraged Avram Avinu. Now you can imagine, Shlomo, it's crazy in a base measure. It's interesting. We have graduation coming in 3 weeks. We always declared, do we do valedictorian? Not. Well, years ago, we basically stopped. But that's like a silly award. But I'm talking about if somebody's like separated and chosen for something, it's not just not being jealous. Could you actually like, and not somebody bigger or smaller, maybe you're bigger. It's not weighing who's bigger. Can a guy be machnia? Can he be humble to something outside of himself? and humble and enjoy it and gain from it and tap into it. Mamre, when Avram Avinu is made to be the Yid, you have to picture there were other people there. And by the way, it's for all eternity. Avram is set, and Avram is ilu ripped away from Mamre. So the instinct is to deny it, to block it, to discourage it. And the other friends in some way, I don't know what they did. I don't want to say Lashon Hara. The Torah never criticized. Avram had two other friends. The Torah, I never saw the Torah criticizing. Something about Mamre that he gave Avram an Eitzah means that he was very behind Avram Avinu, go for it. And encouraged. All of a sudden, there's a big story to Mamre. He said, go do what Hashem said. He stood behind Avram Avinu, that which was pulled away from him, and he rallied behind it. He was Machnia. Listen to what Sfasema says, Dani. I think this is electric. Forever and ever, when Avram Avinu is recovering from his bris milah, where is Avram? And the story of Avram Avinu connected to bris milah, where was Avram, Bishas, his connecting to his own bris milah? And I suspect recovering from his milah, while it's certainly a physical thing, I suspect is Avram Avinu's own connection to bris milah. Where was Avram Avinu is connecting to bris milah? In Mamre's rishus. It's not just the Torah, it's not just like a cute thing. He was by Mamre. Mamre has shaychus to Avram Avinu's godless. Gufu by being machnia to it, you're shaykh to it. And forever in Avram Avinu's own attachment to bris milah, Mamre is mentioned there. Mamre is shayach to it also. When you're machnia to something outside of you, you're shayach to it. If you think about forever what a guy is supposed to do, forever and ever, a guy is supposed to be erlich, serve Hashem. And the fact that there's something called the yid, yidnev kaihanim, and a person forever, when somebody's steigen, you could be shayach to it. If that friend of my Rebbe said, oh, I heard your Rebbe is rabbi, he's machnia to something that's big, he'd be actually shayach. The irony is that it was hard for him that somebody steigen. You're shayach to it if you're machnia to it. If you accept it and a friend steigen, you're like humble to it. You're excited about it and tap into it. If you're machnia to it, you're shayach to it. Mamre, who humbles himself, Avram Avinu, go for it, encourages Avram, stands behind Avram. He encouraged Avram to separate, then they kamat don't separate. You're shayach to it, you're part of it. And he appears in Mamre's rishus. I think it's an electric spot, but it gets even better, Avi. Gets even better. It's one of the most amazing pieces I heard in my life, and it gets even better, Shlomo. It gets better, and I want Daniel, it's so sophisticated, the Sfasemis. When you learn Torah, the Sfasemis learns, like with a certain, he learns a whole sugya. You don't just, it's not just like a nice word, like, there's a whole sugya. Why does Hashem teach us this here? Says the Sfasemis, this is the inyan of bris milah. It's not a side point. Mamre, okay, so punk, like in the middle of a story of bris milah, you have this hero Mamre who was machnia tavram. Says the Sfasemis, this is the whole inyan of bris milah. Bris milah is a human being, very physical, walks around, a dude stuck in himself. The whole inyan of bris milah is to be machnia to God. You're shayach to something bigger, to Hashem. The bris milah is the human being in the makam taiva, subjugates, cuts himself, holds back, restraint. And the inyan is that I'm not just a cow on two legs. I'm shayach to Hashem. I'm machnia to something bigger. That's the inyan of bris milah. Shmiras habris, I'm shayach to something bigger. We spoke, the ikar inyan of shmiras habris is to say a brach, is to praise. Anachnu amai, l'saperti l'asai, I'm shayach to Hashem. I'm shayach to something very big. I'm shayach to something bigger than me. I'm not stuck in me. I'm not stuck. I'm shayach. That's the whole inyan of bris milah. So Mamre, by the sugya, not, it's not like, there's not coincidences here. By the sugya of Bris Milah, which is a sugya of somebody being machniya to something bigger. And Avram Avinu is chosen to have a Bris Milah. And Avram Avinu is shayach to be machniya to somebody bigger. Mamre, in that, in middle of the story of Milah, is mentioned, Hashem appeared to Avram Beloine Mamre. Mamre Ashaychus to this whole Indian of Bris Milah, Mamre was Machnia Tavram Avinu. And Machnia to that which is precious, that which is outside of himself. It's another person's neshama. And he was Machnia to it. I think that only comes like almost. I think it does connect, but it's derech agav. Of course, then a person is bigger than himself. Say a shaychus. A lot of time is the person stuck in themselves, is stuck in their own mitzaynus, their own. If the person is shaykh to something bigger, so it helps. The person is shaykh to something more and something bigger. I think that's the biggest cause of an ability to self-control. I'm shaykh to something big. This inyan, Rabbi say, this, I'm like blown away by this svasemis. I'm trying to wrap my mind and understand it. So I wanted to share this inyan. It was a baby today was born to a member of our chabura, and he named him after the svasemis and said over this svasemis. So I wanted to share. Oh, Benz is here. Mazel tov, Benz. I just said over. I tried to say over the Svasemes, your brother said. I tried. Maybe it's Hashkoch or Bensi wasn't here. I don't know if I said it. If I said it the best way. Yeah. Johnny, where? It's beautiful. You ever heard this piece? A beautiful Svasemes. Yosef, you heard this Svasemes before? Beautiful Svasemes. On who Mamre is, on the very Inyan of Bris Milah, this Inyan of Bris Milah. I'll give a bracha. I'll give a bracha to us. First, I want to say that this child of Ilan, should be Zeicha, Ilan should be Megadol, his child, Yehuda Yeleib, L'tar L'chup L'maisim Tovim, and I give a bracha to us all. To us all, that we could tap into very big things. We're shaykh. We're not stuck in ourselves. We're shaykh to tap into big things. I want to say, and I want to share this with the guys, even in learning this piece, one of the things that stopped me from learning pieces is I always wanted to learn a Torah that like I know already. I like can comfortably like fit. Allow to be expanded. Allow to hear something new. Allow yourself again. It has to make sense to us. But we're shayach to Hashem's Torah. We're shayach to expansion. I have seen after a shir, a lot of people will rush forward. I'm not telling you not to rush forward here. I'm saying people will rush forward and ask. But I do this. Is that against what's being said? Allow for expansion. Allow not to be there. Allow not to be up to there. Allow for something bigger. We're shayach to things bigger than ourselves. And when we're machnia, when we're humble and to something outside of ourselves that's big, that makes us shayach to that thing. That connects us very deeply to that thing because we're machnia to it. And Mamre is shayach to the bris of Avram. And as shaykhs, the other friends are not mentioned. The other friends couldn't be machnia to this, as it's hard to do. But Mamre was able to be machnia, and as such, he has shaykhs. At all times that we're able to be machnia, not to be afraid to be machnia, that actually makes us very, very shaykh to the thing, very connected to the thing. I'm thinking about this. The idea is neat. The cases that you could picture, the cases make it easy. I think, Yosef, it's the same thing. I'm trying to wrap my mind. He doesn't speak about Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He doesn't talk about Moshe and Aaron, the Svasemes. I think it's the same sugya. I think all of us have scenarios like this and cases like this. So this is the way I understand the Sfas Emes. I thank the guys. There'll be a minion for Mincha right now.
Okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.